Is annihilationism biblical?
Just as universalism is the rage in liberal Christianity, so too, annihilationism is gaining momentum in conservative Christian circles. The question, of course, is annihilationism biblical? First, common sense dictates that a God of love and justice does not arbitrarily annihilate the crowning jewels of his creation. Far from rubbing us out, he graciously provides us the freedom to choose between redemption and rebellion. It would be a horrific evil to think that God would create people with freedom of choice and then annihilate them because of their choices. Furthermore, common sense leads to the conclusion that non-existence is not better than existence, since non-existence is nothing at all. As Norman Geisler aptly puts it, to affirm that nothing can be better than something has a gigantic category mistake. It is also crucial to recognize that not all existence in hell is equal. We may safely conclude that the torment of Hitler's hell will greatly exceed the torment experienced by garden variety pagan. God is perfectly just, and each person who spurns his grace will suffer exactly what he deserves. Finally, humans are fashioned in the very image of God. Therefore, to eliminate them would do violence to his nature. The alternative to annihilationism is quarantine, and that is precisely what hell is. A passage to ponder. Revelation 14:9-11. If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He'll be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There's no rest day or night for those who worship the beast in his image or for anyone who receives the mark of his name.